Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Doc's Worth a Look. Today, we review Carla Gutierrez's 2024 production of Frida. In many ways, this portrait can be summed up as, I paint because I need to. Curiously, this was my second helping of a Frida Kahlo biopic in the last few months. This time, Gutierrez takes a decidedly different method and point of view than Julie Taylor's 2002 production. Instead of actors playing the various characters over the famed Mexican's career, notably Salma Hayek in the title role, Gutierrez chose to bring her version of intimate life using the artist's vastly illustrated diary and voice actors, especially Fernanda Echevarria, sharing the ups, downs, accidents, loves, won and lost, of one of the planet's best-known portrait makers, so frequently her own. The icing on these visual cakes are the wonderful animations, a superb team led by Sofia Inez Cazares, adding extra color, movement, and fun to the largely historical photos, videos, and, literally, frames. And so the crippling early-on tragedy of being impaled during a bus crash, restarting life, soon love, then marriage to a womanizer extraordinaire and exceptional muralist, Diego Rivera, convincingly voiced by George Richards, before, finally, after lurking too long in hubby's shadow, finding her own distinctive style and worth. For many artists, that first sale seems as elusive as an honest partner, is ideally revealed from first frame to last. A viewing is highly recommended, but then find a gallery, museum, or last choice, but better than nothing, online exhibition of one or more of Frida's marvelous portraits of life, proving once again that from the depths of misery and despair, not least of which being the amputation of her right leg, telling works of beauty can emerge as of just how powerful artistic expression can trump so many of life's calamities. Look no further than Beethoven's deafness for another example. Want a bit more? Here's a link to the trailer.